Good morning again. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Last week we started a critical teaching. Let me say that again. A critical teaching on judge yourself. My friend, in my humble opinion, there is not a more important topic today in the lives of believers and the sad disposition of the nominal church than to be able to have the ability inwardly and in God to know the difference between godly or ungodly, righteous or unrighteous, holy or unholy. Last week we also looked at a few scriptures that lay the foundation in what the Lord would have for us to know. And we really hit hard the thought of not loving this world to the degree that we must separate or we must sever ourselves from the ways of the world, especially in our mind, in our thinking, and in our heart. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, or in the Greek, as the gate swings open wide, and whatever we allow behind that gate, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Did you get that, my friend? Whatsoever we open our heart. Now, all throughout the Bible, our heart is always referred to as a gate or a place of decision. But whatever we open our heart to, then we will become that. We also last week pressed hard on the topic of our self-indulgences that allow us to become double-minded. James tells us a double-minded man, or a man that cannot make up his mind whether to serve God or the world or Satan or even himself, is unstable in all of his ways. Now James does not say that the man is double-minded in only a certain ways, but in all of his ways. This double-mindedness is easily seen when someone who was once walking with the Lord, then because of cares of the world or whatever, but for sure things well within their control, they turn their back on God and his children and they walk away from both. Just a little story to emphasize my point here, which is near and dear to my heart. But before all of this Black Lives Matters garbage started, I had a black friend who I thought really cared for me, as yes, I still do for him. I thought he was committed to me as I was to him, but I guess I was wrong. One day he started yelling and screaming at me, "You don't know what it's like to be a black man in America. You don't know what it's like to be a black man in America." Again and again he yelled this. Well, I thought, well, of course not. God made me a white man. But in God, the color of one's skin does not matter. Our relationship with the Lord and his children must transcend the color of our skin. And it must transcend whatever is going on in the world around us. I asked him, I said, "Well, how about our relationship?" And his reply was, "Oh, well, that was all I needed to know." Later, I asked the Lord, "What happened?" And he told me my one-time friend was double-minded. He is unstable in all of his ways. Now, oddly, God never told me to stay away from him forever. So when things from the election and things calm down some, I plan to reach out to him again and see if he has enough of love in his heart to humble himself and reach back to me. Okay, but here's my point. My friend does not have the ability to judge himself, to see what is in his heart, to see what his heart is really made of. Oh, he knows the Bible. He knows the Bible and he can preach, but preaching and teaching and handling the things of God and all that never makes you godly. Only when we can allow God to show us our heart, not what we want it to be or what we think it should be, but what our heart really is, we will be able to come to a place in God where our sins will ever be before us, and we can ask for forgiveness of God and man if need be, and then repent, stop that sinning. We covered much ground last week. Now this week I would like to finish maybe some thoughts from last week and maybe then get into some other issues. You know, when we seek after the things of the world, it will produce death within us, especially if it's continually taking in because of they become our appetite. Many so-called Christians are not used of God, and they don't even know why. Well, why? Because they have been feasting upon the things of the world, feasting upon the things of this world. When I make such a statement, some of my Christian friends will say, "You can't say that. You don't know me. You don't know what's in my heart." Well, I go ahead and I say, "Well, not so. I know what is in your heart. All I have to do is let you speak." Matthew 12:34 says, tells us, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." All I have to do is let you tell me in your own words what fruit I should be looking for hanging from the tree of your life. Such Christians have appetites that are not of God, and thus are not interested in God and His ways. Oh, maybe in religious ways, you know, these types of Christians, they go to church and they go to get something from God instead of giving something to God. You know that, my friend, that not everyone has the same set of values. Most people, and Christians included, are self-centered. They care for themselves and not for others. They care how to get ahead, to get money, to get bigger things, bigger houses, bigger cars. But, you know, God does not give His things to people that are double-minded, that are self-centered and uncaring. Did you know God does not give money and His things to some people because they see value in the money, or they see value in the car or the house or the promotion? This is why it's hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God, and we can see that in Matthew 19:24. It's not because the rich man was rich, but because he sees the value. He looks for that value in those earthly things and not the spiritual things, the true riches of God that are righteousness and joy and peace and long-suffering. And you can see that in Romans 14:17. This self-centered indulgence is greatly seen from the lack of judgment and the inability to judge themselves. One of the greatest dangers of self-centeredness is the inability to know the difference between godly and ungodly. One does not have the ability to know good from evil, that which is of the darkness and that which is of the light. You know, we just finished an election in which millions of so-called Christians voted for a political party that supports the murder of innocents in the mother's womb. They support homosexuality, LGBTQ, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all antichrist, all against the Word of God. Yet, they profess to be, you know, that they know God, but their actions deny the power and the truth of God and His Word. They all voted against the Word of God in their thinking because they lacked the spiritual ability. They were double-minded. They could not make a correct and righteous judgment about situations and others, and even about themselves. They could not judge righteous judgments because within them they had no sense of righteousness. Let me say that again. They could not make righteous judgments because within them they had no sense of righteousness. Unless we learn how to judge ourselves, God will never allow us to judge anything that belongs to Him. My friend that I discussed earlier in this teaching, and Karen and I would travel, you know, to black churches where he would preach and I would greet the people sometimes, and then he would go ahead and preach. I really enjoyed these times. He wasn't a bad preacher, but there was always a lack in his ministry. His word never came from his heart or from a personal experience. I don't know. Maybe it came from the internet, but for sure, There rarely was any life, the life of God in His words. And as we would drive back, and even other times, you know, when we would get together and drive, He would always demean the people He was ministering to. I will not go into the details, but for sure He was true in His observation of their character being deceived by the denominations that they worshiped and paid their money to. to belong. He was 100% correct. These black churches openly rejected the truth while supporting homosexual pastors and paying money to move up into the church leadership. Yet in all of this religion and heresy, still his heart was not open to the truth. And so the message that he was sharing was not the real word of God, because his message was being sowed in anger and in strife and in selfishness. Wow. And the lack there is the true word of God does not go forth. If God is going to be able to give us things he has for us, he must be allowed to develop in us an ability to judge that which is holy or unholy, that which is clean or unclean, an ability to judge ourselves where we are doing what God has purposed for us to do and his plan for our life. And if we do not do that, then we will never ever be able to come into a place of righteous living where we just live right. Wow. Righteous living, which is God's purpose for our life, that we just live right and we don't even know that we're doing it, like breathing, it just becomes automatic. That's God's purpose in this. When we come to a place of self-judgment, then that will, we're just able to move into righteous living in so many areas. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that the Word of God has conformed you more into the character and the image of Jesus Christ, and I'm praying that you have a wonderful day. Amen.